Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Now, BBC's Celebrity Traitors has taken over, and as it heads into its final week, the pool of celeb contestants is getting smaller. They are down to five, and I'm joined now by Lauren Boland, acting assistant news editor with The Journal, to talk all things traitors. If you haven't seen or caught up on the latest couple of episodes, I only did so myself late last night, then there are going to be spoilers. I'm just going to tell you that now. Lauren, it's fascinating when it gets to the celebrities, how much nicer they are to each other. Like, there's all a bit of PR going on compared to, say, the Irish regular traitors, where it got a bit brutal.
Totally. They all know they have their reputations going into this. Like, a lot of these people would know each other already, whether that's going to events together or like being on the same red carpets or just seeing each other online or actually being friends, like in the case of Alan Carr and Paloma. So it's versus like with the civilian one where they go in not knowing each other. Those people can lie about their past, lie about who they are. You can't get away with that in the celebrity one. But also, like, this is another gig for them ultimately. Like, they've done shows like this in the past, a lot of them. They'll do shows like this again in the future. Maybe not as intense as the traitors, but they're not unfamiliar to a TV competition, so there's a lot more kind of, you know, I guess measuring up who they are. But it's also kind of interesting because then they can use those preconceived notions of each other to try to inform their gameplay, which is a different layer to what you get in the civilian ones. That is kind of interesting.
It is. And as we were saying, the spoilers, the people who are left. So you have two traitors left, Alan Carr and Kat Burns. But the very last part of that last episode, I mean, talk about giving the game away. They were all asked, say you're faithful. And Alan Carr bursts out laughing.
So funny. And I mean, this is one of those things they do in every season. Like, towards the end, they get everyone to look at each other in the eye and say, I'm a faithful. And it's normally one of those moments that, you know, it's 30 seconds of TV, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen before someone bottle it so much. Like, after being a traitor the whole time, you know, making it through all the murders and all the kind of discussions of like, who do you think's a traitor and da da da, and to at the last moment not be able to say with a straight face that you're a faithful. I think any chance he might have had of, like, it was already looking not great for him and Kat in this episode, but any chance they might have had of like trying to maintain the idea that he was a faithful. Well, I think he's really kind of lost it.
He's actually been, I thought, first when I saw him being selected, I was like, he won't last two round tables. He laughs at everything. Yeah. He can't keep a straight face. He's been a really good traitor.
He's come along a lot. I think he started to enjoy it a lot. At the start, he seemed quite nervous and he was sort of like, oh God, I don't know what I'm doing. But he kind of got into it and he got very excited about the murders by the end. I think, you know, like he said something about like missing his bedtime ritual when he wasn't able to murder on the last night. He totally improved throughout. But then that moment, I think even Claudia was struggling to keep a straight face and not give the game away.
Because you got into your final, and the big surprise for me has been Joe Marler, the former English rugby player, former prop, who by his stature shouldn't be great at a lot of the intricate challenges and just didn't have much to offer at the start, but is kind of coming out of sleuth in Central.
100%. And my suspicion with Joe is that I think he has studied the past seasons, because every now and again he'll come out with a line like, oh, normally when such and such a thing happens, this is what happens next. Or normally, you know, when he said, oh, normally when a traitor gets banished, they might vote for, you know, one of the other traitors as a kind of a parting clue. He has analysed the game, I think. And I think he didn't kind of let on to that at the start. But as the game has progressed and the numbers have gone down, it's become clear that he actually does really know what he's doing, or at least is really trying to put in a good game and has kind of done his homework, I think, on it.
He was also, though, typical. You could tell he's a sports person, because as the faithfuls were consistently terrible, he was getting more and more annoyed at everybody and just throwing strops.
massively. I think if any kind of tension has been, like we talked about them being kind of quite friendly to each other generally, the celebrities, but any sort of tension there has been has largely been him kind of giving daggers across the round table at other people, getting annoyed at other faithfuls, getting annoyed at the people that he's thought are traitors, like him and Jonathan Ross had quite a bit of conflict, and now him and Alan as well, is kind of tension there. On the other side then, obviously he's got this great friendship now with Nick. Those two are real buddy-buddy allies, that the Hundies, as they've called it. So they're definitely going into the final trying to pull it off together.
I love Nick because he is exactly like Nathan in Ted Lasso. Like he's just everything you thought about Nathan in Ted Lasso as a person, that's him. He's just this like innocent little person, but who's very, very sharp.
Yeah, they're so different, I think, Nick and Joe, in their approaches, but that's probably what makes them a good team, because they're seeing it in different ways. And Nick is also, Nick has sometimes been on the money, sometimes he's been not on the money in terms of trying to guess who the traitors are. Like, I think he was convinced that Lucy was a traitor. A lot of people seem, or even Charlotte Church, like there's been times like that people have been convinced certain people are traitors and they've been totally wrong and have to like totally kind of, you know, reevaluate their strategy. But he's always at least had some kind of reasoning behind it. You know, sometimes people just make these wild guesses based off nearly nothing, whereas he's at least kind of had a bit of logic, though sometimes maybe he can almost be too smart.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we need to talk about, is how bad the faithfuls have been in this series, because in the Irish one it was almost extraordinary in that I think there was four round tables in a row they got a traitor, whereas they completely made a total bags of it, to the point where Jonathan Ross, when he was finally caught, called them all idiots. But the moment for me where I thought these guys have totally, they're inside their own heads, was when Kate was trying to figure out who had murdered Celia in plain sight and said, oh, well, Alan, you didn't have the sun-dried tomatoes last night, so perhaps that was you. Like, ridiculous stuff.
It's hilarious. Kate's had some very funny moments like that. And yeah, it's so unusual that it took them so long to get a traitor out. Like, across the Traitors franchise, I think, like, you'd normally see at least one or two recruitments in a season, and they didn't get to recruit any new traitors this time, which is really unusual going into the final, that the true traitors remaining are two of the ones who were picked at the start. But you think you could see the faithfuls getting very frustrated every round table, night after night, another faithful gone. Although there is the argument to be made that there's actually not a huge amount to gain for the faithfuls in voting out a traitor early, because, you know, if you kind of suspect somebody's a traitor and you get them out, well, then somebody else is a traitor, you know, recruited as a traitor, and you maybe don't have evidence to, like, put you onto their trail.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a kind of a strategy in waiting to the end, but I think they were starting to get a bit stressed.
Yeah, I've often wondered about the producers who, because you can see people like Joe Marder are learning from previous seasons, be that the UK or the Irish or whatever, they have to change it just enough every season to make that end part difficult. And I think they've done that this time by saying that nobody who's eliminated now will be able, you won't be able to tell if they're a traitor or a faithful.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, so the first two, there's been three seasons of civilian UK traitors, and in the first two, in the final episode, people would reveal their status as they left. Then in the third season, it was kind of introduced as like a twist, that it would be a secret, so that in the final episode, as people are being kind of booted off around that final moment, around the fire, the kind of end game it's called, that you wouldn't know as people were leaving, were they a faithful or a traitor. And they're keeping that up now for this one. So it kind of adds an extra element of intrigue and doubt and paranoia as well. And I think that's what really happened in the most recent season of the civilian one. They were so paranoid by the end. They just were so insecure and didn't know what they were doing.
So when's the final?
The final is next Thursday evening. There's only one episode next week.
Okay, right. So we're not getting the two. Just straight into
the final. Straight into the final on Thursday evening.
9 o'clock, I presume, as they have.
That's it, yeah.
So we have Donal Skehan up later in the show, and he's in to talk about his new cookbook. But on the Let Me Explain podcast this week, we were casting the celebrity Irish traitors, and his name came up, but he'd absolutely have to be a faithful. I don't think there's any, I can't imagine any scenario in which Donal Skehan could be a traitor. Anyone for you that you, if we were casting this on behalf of RTE, that you'd stick into the Irish version?
I'd love to see a former politician. I think that would be funny, because I think with the, you know, you'll get your singers and your actors and comedians and whoever, but I think, I mean, is Heather Humphreys free, you know?
There's no way she could be a traitor. I can't see her trying to lie, can you?
Yeah. Might be tricky.
Bertie?
Yeah. That would definitely draw people in, wouldn't
100%.
It?
100%. I would pay good money to see Bertie in the trade.
He could get a couple of political enemies in there and there could be some good tension around the round table.
Yeah. You see, when you're casting it, you really have to think about who you're putting in. So a lot of people said Jedward, but you make one of them a faithful and one of them a traitor.
Ooh.
Can you tell that you're identical twin?
Would people be able to keep track of who was doing what? You know?
Oh, you could murder in plain sight, but you could pretend you were John or Edward.
Yeah.
I think
that could be very good, accusing each other, turning on each other.
Would you be a faithful or a traitor?
Oh, would I be faithful? I think would love to be a traitor because it would be so much fun and you get kind of the full experience of the game. But I think I'd be voted out straight away. And I feel like it would be maybe for something I didn't even mess up on. You know, I feel like it would be just, I don't know, something random. I think if I was a faithful, I'd get booted out straight away. To be honest.
Yeah, I think I just have a kind of guilty face.
Yeah.
Let us know who would be in your celebrity Irish traders and what have you made of the UK version. 087-1400-106. Lauren Boland from The Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For coming in.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Shop Wayfair now, month long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too, sheets that are new. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up with clog area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair.